That goes to the prophecy for you. Now, Paul says, now I'm speaking to them that know the law, the Gentiles didn't know.
Right.
So he's talking to them that's up there at Corinth that knew the law. And they were Jews.
That's right.
How that the law has said, as long as a man lives, see, he's under what?
For the woman which has a husband is bound by the law.
I want the man under the law.
But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband.
But if the husband be dead, and long listen, you almost have to go back to this in order to see. The man under the law, as long as the man was alive and living, he was living under the law. He was obligated to do like the law said, abide by the
congregation.
You understand?
Right.
Under the dispensation of the law.
Yeah.
Which was given here. And those were Jews. You understand?
Yeah.
As long as he lives. Is that right? Is that what you
said? Yeah, that's
right.
All right, read.
But if the husband be dead.
But now if the husband be dead.
She is loose from the law.
She is loose from the law of her husband. That's the way it was under the dispensation of the law.
Right.
All right, read.
So then, if while her husband lives.
If while her husband lives.
She be married to another man.
She be married to another man.
She
just shall be called an adulteress.
Right.
Now that's the way it was under the law. Right?
Right.
All right, read.
But if her husband be dead.
But if her husband be dead.
She is free from that law.
She's free from that law.
So that she is no adulteress.
So that she is no adulteress.
Though she be married.
Though she be married to another man. Is that right?
Right.
Now look up here, all of you. See, this man was born under the law,
right?
See? Born of a woman, Galatians 4:4.
That's right.
Born under the law to redeem them.
That's right.
Now you heard me, didn't you? You see? Now that woman, she had the devil in her, and so also did that man. Right. Now there is a catch.
Right.
See? Wasn't no need of him going out, or her either one, and getting another woman.
That's right.
Or another man.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because it was the same thing all the way.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
And it's the same thing now.
Right. That's right.
All you do is just jump right out of the frying pan right in the fire.
That's right.
Ain't no need to keep losing one devil to get another. Now put it down straight like it ought to be. I rest. Put it down. That's all you got. See, this is carefully, because I want you to see what I'm talking about. But this God said he was the husband man. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the 31st chapter of Jeremiah. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Said he was a good husband, sir. Mm-hmm. He gave him food and wilderness. Mm-hmm. You see? And I want you to see while I'm talking, I want you to see how I'm pointing out these devils with these college turks back there. How they see things. See, and they see this just like they see this. Communion things, like they see this baptizing. You understand? They're totally unconscious of the fact that all of us so far as the flesh is concerned. God made all nations to dwell on the face of the earth of one blood and one flesh. Mm-hmm. There is no difference. Are you following me? Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Now, here's Messiah born. Born of a woman. Born in love. You see, to redeem them that are under. Now, he just got through reading, but his church be
right.
Is that right?
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
Now, do you mean to tell me that he didn't die out here? Is that what you want to argue?
No.
See? Hurt man. God was manifested in the church. All of God was here. And he died. You understand? Now, here, the man was followed by the ancestors that first written. But on this side, what is that? See, we're not in the flesh. We're walking after the spirit, not after the flesh. No one is under no obligations to no man just because he's got on a pair of pants. You understand? She's not under any obligation to you, but the devil incarnated in you. And neither is no woman, man obligated to no woman. See, what you would be doing would just have to be serving devil. Do you understand? But now in the 7th chapter of 1 Corinthians, that's where we started to read. Now listen closely. See, said, but the unbelieving wife is sanctified by her husband. Else are your children unclean. And likewise, the wife is sanctified. The husband is sanctified by the wife. In short, to make it clean so you can understand what we're talking about. See, now some of you got wives won't come down here. Some of you got husbands won't come down here. As you call it. You understand?
Yeah.
They say we're preaching and teaching a bunch of junk. You understand? You can't go home and have no peace at home at all. You understand? You see? I'm the man. I got on the breeches around here. You see? And the civil law backs it up then, too. You understand? You can't do nothing with the argument. You understand? She dictates to you and tells you where you go. Some of us are called cannyways. The wife tells us what to do and what not to do. See, her, we think that we have the right to tell the wife what to do when we talk. Do you understand? And we're just plumb rude. You understand? And we think that that's right, that it should be that way. And the Roman Catholic Church teaches it that way, too. You see what I mean? But listen. Paul said there that a brother or a sister is
not under bondage
in such cases. If you got the spirit in you, you understand, even though you're a woman, got on the dress, you understand, you're not in no bondage or nothing like that. What makes the difference is a satanic spirit incarnated in a physical body. And it doesn't make any difference whether it's a male or a female. There is no such in Yahshua as Messiah.
Right.
There is neither bond nor free, male nor female.
No.
But we are one of one spirit. You understand? Do you see?
Yes, sure.
We're not married to the flesh.
Right.
You see? We're not united in the flesh. It's a spirit. Now, if you can get the spirit in the person, then you can have some harmony. You can have some peace. You understand? At home. You're not going to have no peace at home until you live. You understand? Now, if the woman, she comes and she gets sanctified first. Sanctification just means separation. You understand? Separating from the things that are wrong and evil. You see? Consecrated.
Isn't that right? See? You get the point? And she learned something about it first. Well, now look, if she really loved her husband, what she'd do, she'd go and try to show her husband the real spiritual meaning, that he might have the spirit in him. And if he should happen to learn something about the truth, if he loved that woman, that opposite sex, he'd go and show her. See, then there wouldn't be friction between them, and they could get along in perfect harmony, so far as the will of the Lord is concerned. Mm-hmm. Now, did I explain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he died for. Understand? This is the place up here. Now, I'm coming down now. You see? I'm coming down. But real truth about it is, what you got, you just got yourself a piece of paper.
That's right.
That's all. That's it. That's not where marriage is.
That's right.
It didn't start out like that. And there will be no divorce. Because back there in this woman is in that man. Do you understand? See, and God took the woman out. Now what we're trying to do now down here is get her back in. You understand? You understand?
That's right.
So that they can be one. Not anthropomorphic. You understand? But get them back in it so they will be one place. They're already one place. Mm-hmm. But they'll be the one spirit. Now that's what we're at. You understand? And listen, some of these women, you can't stay there with you. You've got to go somewhere. And some of these men, you cannot stay there with you. You've got to go, whether you want to or not. Please, please. There's no other alternative. And it would be better for you to go than it would be you to shoot or kill somebody and then you have to go to court, you understand? It would be better for you to get your hat or something other and get on out of it. And the sooner the better. Now that's what we teach down here. See? Then she takes notes to be mad, or he takes notes to be mad, warm back to be mad. But there has to be something to take place. There has to be some conversion. As long as there's no conversion, there's going to be no peace. That's right. You get it now? Now here I am to make a pair. Now here I am. I have the spirit in me. I'm trying to tell you so you can understand. Now there's no way under the sun for me to go along in harmony and unity with these other churches. See, we're at war together, you understand? And we're going to fight it right down to the nose. See, there's no potential possibility under any circumstances or conditions for us to get reconciled together. We will never be. Now, do you understand?
Yeah.
Now, did you see, I was talking about the flesh, Israel after the flesh, and Israel after the spirit. Now, did you see that? Now then, this is where the divorce comes in. Now that she's divorced from the flesh, now she's married in the spirit.
That's right. Right.
And that's what's happening to the woman and the man. They're both got the same spirit. See? And live in perfect harmony and accord. You understand? Now the spirit rules the roots in you and in me. Male and female, it makes no difference. You understand? So far as sex is concerned. Now do you understand what I'm telling you? Now that ought not to be hard to be understood. Mm-hmm. Do you see that now? Mm-hmm. Now let me explain first. Now exactly like you read, cheat to them and walk after the flesh. Isn't that right? You see? Is that what you read?
Yeah. Right.
All right. Now we went on to describe. What did you say
to him? But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of unclean.
In the lust of unclean. Read so we can catch that continuity of thought.
And despise government.
And despise government.
Presumption. Self-will.
Self-will.
They are not afraid to speak.
They're not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. Read on.
Whereas angels, which are greater than
Read on.
In power and might.
In power and might.
Bring not railing
accusation. Bring not a railing accusation. Against. Is that right? All right.
But these as natural brute beasts.
But these as natural brute beasts.
Need to be
saved. Now, wait a minute.
Say, that's father that married his pleasure and his spirit. His master's woman. See? And this preacher, you gotta stand up here. He don't know nothing else of the matter. Giving you all the call this consecrated host. Giving you the biscuits. You understand? The sacred. It's here in the grape juice. Baptizing him in the pool. Washing his feet. See, in other words, keeping the ordinances that was under the law, which he died to fulfill, to move that out of the way so that we can get in what this pointed to, right, the spirit here. You understand? You see? Now he's died to move all of that, and now we're in the spirit of it. For the law was a schoolmaster to bring us to the spirit. Everything back here did natural, you see, to bring us to the meaning, the genuine meaning of it in the spirit. You understand? Israel back here, they just didn't have the Holy Spirit. You understand? Israel over here, they're one in the spirit. They was one in the flesh there. They're one in the spirit here. Does that make sense? Do you see through what I'm talking about? Now he died. See, that doesn't die. You see? And now then we should be married to another. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
We're divorced from the
Lord. That's
married
to another. That's right.
And I do be married. Mm-hmm. And look, without a divorce, there will be none. See, you can't get no divorce in the spirit. Do you see, understand what I'm talking about? Do you see what I'm talking about? Now, there's no sense. There's no sense whatsoever. And you running out here. See, take the thing either way you want to. Running out here getting another woman. You understand? Or a woman running out here getting another man. She just jumping right out of the frying pan, right in the fire. Both ways. Mm-hmm. See, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, rest assured you can't make it. She can't make it with you, and you can't make it with her. You see? And the next thing is a divorce coming up. You see? Did you get it now? But when we get the Holy Spirit, then that's different. You understand? Then the good people are the Lord's. That's the flesh. This is the spirit. You see? Now you see, that's the flesh. You understand? Peter said, cheat the devil that walk after the flesh. Now do you see why you can't get along? Mm-hmm. Do you see what's wrong? Do you see what's wrong? See where all the disturbance is here? Paul says to him over there in Texas, and I said, husband, fit after Ephesians 2, he said. He said, husband, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it by the washing of the water of our word. Listen, folks, that he might present it unto himself. Is that right? A glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle. You understand? There's natural spots in your feast of charity that you don't have no spots and you don't have no wrinkles. Got a whole lot of doubt. You see what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. That he might present it unto himself a glorious church without any spots and without any wrinkles. Because that is his bride. She must be spotless. She must be. You understand? Now listen. And if you look right down the last two verses of it, same fifth chapter of Ephesians, He said, but this is a great mystery.
Right. Yeah.
Somebody thought he was talking about doing him and his old lady, but no, I bet you
was. That's right.
That was not what he was talking about. He says, but this is a great mystery. But that's the conjunction that joins them together. But I speak concerning Joshua and the church, or and his bride. Do you see what I mean? Isn't that one truth, believe me? And I say any man or any woman that has a spirit, genuine spirit, you understand? I say he does love his wife. She just telling somebody to love one another. That won't help me. See, when God told them that back there under the law, the first and second commandment, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. Yeah, is that right? And the second is like unto it, and your neighbor as yourself. They just told them something. They never did do that. And when Messiah was around with his disciples, went clear on through his ministry, and when he got down to the end of it, said, now I'll give you a new commandment.
Mm-hmm.
You see? That you should love one another. Why didn't he tell them that in the first place? See, it wasn't that there was anything new about it. But it was a new one he gave to them. It was an old one.
That's right.
See, the reason why he didn't give them to them in the first, because he knew they didn't know him. See? And said to Peter, said, lovest thou me more than these? He said, yes, Lord. Is that right?
Yeah.
He said, you can't love nothing with the wrong thing you know. They're satanic spirits. They keep you divided. Keep some kind of friction going all the time. Ain't that right? Now, a piece of paper from the courts ain't going to fix it. Neither way. It ain't going to make you man and wife. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Piece of paper. And neither is that, when you go back and get the divorce, that's still it. It's just as broad as it is long.
That's right.
You see? What's the use of going down there and paying for a piece of paper to get together, you understand? And all like that. Now, that's why you have to go right back and look, these divorce suits, they're too common. See, most of you, when you get one, you can't pay to get away from. You got to keep her anyhow. Then go and marry somebody else. If you got that, then they charge you with big money, and you can't stand that.
That's right.
I'm just getting it to you straight. It sounds bad. Yes, I know it does, but that's the way it is.
That's right.
She may be as beautiful as she can be. She may even win a beauty contest. But there will be nothing to do. You understand? The man, he may be a fashion player. And plenty of money. Millionaires get, you understand, getting them damn just to take them. They got the money to buy anything and just as unhappy as they can be. Now, the truth is that I don't know. Is that right?
Right?
Money won't do it. It takes a spirit. Is that right?
That's right.
Now we're talking about cheat the day that walk after the flesh. Is that right?
That's right.
All right, now I want you to read over here. You've seen what kind they were. You've seen where them devils was cast down, them satanic spirits. It's causing all this confusion on earth. You understand about everything you can think of. Now you see it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now read. 8th chapter, Romans, the first verse.
Therefore now...
Remember, I told you that he was coming back. He said, cheat the dead and walk after the first. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
They're spotting your feet, they're murmurs, they're complaining, and they're never able to adjust nothing and straighten nothing out at all. You understand what I'm talking about? One say this this way, and another say this that way, and another say this way. You understand? They tried to take the communion together. You understand? They're in Springfield. And we raised so much sand there in Springfield, didn't we, Dr.
That's
Rose?
Right.
Way back yonder years ago, you understand? Until the Baptist church that says, well, now look, we're going to do this thing right. You understand? They were losing their members all everywhere. We had around 350 in just a class, isn't that right?
That's right.
And look, we kept a finger right on what was in the book. They couldn't say it wasn't in the book. Ain't that right?
See, I know what it's up to. You understand? And then what they did was they got their little grape juice and little separate cups, isn't that right? Got a whole goblet and little separate cups in there so that they could go around, you understand? And then they said, now, they went down this aisle, passed them out of cups, you understand? They went all the way, went on that side. Hold it! Hold it! Don't take. They took a man up and baptized one, bring him back up, see, that's in the name of the Father. Down he went again, you see, that's in the name of the Son. Down he went again the third time, and that's in the name of the Holy Ghost, in water. See, when he got done frailing and fragging around there, you understand, and then all over the ground. And he hadn't said nothing about what the name of the Father was, because he don't know what it was, you understand? He said the name of the Father God, and that's not his name. See, when you get down to it, you see, when you get down to it, it's just simply a bunch of foolishness. You see what I'm talking about? Now, Peter said, Paul was saying that them that have been baptized, made to drink, that made spiritual drink. You understand? We're born in the Spirit. You understand? Now, there could be somebody sitting in audience that don't have the Spirit. You understand? Well, he's not anybody. Many in the congregation. You understand? Not sanctified. You understand? You see what I'm talking about? They be satisfied all right, you understand? In there, you understand? They just don't
And that isn't always their fault. You understand? For the simple reason why they've been taught contrary. You understand? And a lot of these people out there, they're doing the best they know how to do. You understand? Doing everything the preacher said. Run the hand in his pocket and listen, give. You know what I'm talking about? Give until it hurts. See, go home and there's a big run around under his feet and all that. Don't have hardly milk and food. Okay? It's because he's doing his thing. He's paying his 10% of the thing he's just doing in church. You understand? And you see what I'm talking about? The price of commodities and tax and everything else is so high. You understand? Until he can't hardly make a living wage to live on. You understand? And now that the satanic spirit incarnated in a physical body, you understand? With all of his elaborations and all that kind of thing, you see, are walking after the flesh in a natural thing. You understand? And you try to do everything that you know how to do. That's right. Live the best you know how. You understand? And you just as humbly do it. Now the time has come when we're going to put down the truth and let the devil fall back where it comes from. You understand what I mean? Somebody get talking about this or that ain't the way it ought to be. Now, I ain't going back down there no more, you see. I'm going on. That ain't the way I heard it. No, that's you're right about it. That is not the way you heard it, the way we teach it here. See, we're fully conscious of that. You understand? But we want you to know the truth. There is that or now. Listen now. You remember Peter said, seek the day that walk after the flesh. Jude said so too. Said there were clouds. Is that right? Toss some wind and die. Winds without waters. Raging waves of the sea. Isn't that right? Trees that don't bear no fruit. You understand? There's that old church that don't have the spirit. Is that right? Is that in your book? It's reserved to the day of judgment to be. Those are those satanic spirits who cast them. They can't see what you're talking about. You can say, don't you see? No, he don't see. You understand? How can a blind man see? You see, it takes a spirit in that to illuminate his understanding. See, he can't see some spiritual things. You talk about how foolish. Is that about it? Yeah. But now by one spirit, I'll be all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles. It's by one spirit with them, not Father. Remember when we had the debate? See, well, they kept putting water in there. When you take Matthew 28:19, baptized in the name of the Father, and the name of the Son, and the name, you can't put water in to save your life. It's not in the book. Right. Well, I don't see nothing else to baptize me in blood water. You can't baptize me in the Holy Ghost. You don't see how a thing like that can happen.
Right.
You understand? But he that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. That's not right. Yeah. John explains that this speaking of the Spirit.
Yeah.
When the time he spoke, the Spirit was not yet given. Ain't that right? On the day of Pentecost, it was the Holy Spirit that was speaking through them. Ain't that right? Shall repent, everyone of you. Is that right? Be baptized.
When you come to, you understand? When you come to a brother, when you come to a sister, when you come to a wife, a husband, a lover, when you come to a house, no, snap and snarl on it like a pit bull.
Nothing but teeth flying. Is that right? In other words, be civil. You know one way of being civil? Get those emotions under control. Isn't that where a lot of our problem is coming from? The emotions are overruling our head. Emotions are overruling what you know. Look. Eve was in Adam back here, right or wrong? The head up here represents intelligence, knowledge, and wisdom. When she was taken from Adam, in one sense, she lost her head. So that when this old boy from another creation comes down here, right, having a superior degree of intellect or the head, she was no match. And she looked at him in all that angelic beauty and glory, compared him to Adam. There's no comparison. This is a higher order of creation. She went forward hook, line, and sinker. She didn't think. She operated on emotion. And everyone of you in here know what I'm talking about.
That's right.
Yes.
At some time or another, you've gone to the mall. At some time or the other, you made an impulse buy. Oh, isn't that pretty? Oh, I gotta have that. You didn't care what it cost. You didn't care how long it lasted. Because a lot of times you only got it home in a week, it was gone. Kids' toys are the worst offender of that. The kids look at it and, gotta have it, gotta have it, gotta have it. A week later, it's out on a curb. Impulse buy. Junk. How many times have we wasted money, spent money, threw money away on impulse, emotions? What do you think Satan is operating on? He's got the whole thing geared towards the emotions.
Yeah.
It's all geared to the senses. What you can see. Did you see them Christmas night, Christmas Eve, when we are home there watching it? It was all geared for the emotions, not candles, you understand? And the colors, and the robes, and the whole thing. The gold, the incense, the choirs, it was all geared towards the senses. Nothing for here. And those people said, oh, isn't this beautiful? This has to be right. That's what she said back here. Anything so beautiful couldn't be wrong. Right?
Right.
Yeah. Take a look at some of the most deadly snakes in the world.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Take a look at some of those beautiful flowers out there. You have beautiful fish in the ocean. Yeah, just poisonous as they can be. Now, we don't want to be operating on emotions, folks. Get those emotions under control. Make a decision in your relationships with each other. You understand? Regarding emotion. Operate with a witness. Operate with knowledge and understanding. Where's the witness? Somebody yakking about you, about somebody over here. What's your witness? Well, I don't have a witness. I just feel. I'm not interested. Look, their strength comes from the fact that you listen to them. You tell them real quick, I'm not interested. They don't have an audience. They don't have an audience. What have they got left? But a lot of times they're saying what you want to hear. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I knew that. Yeah, I believe that myself. I believe that. No witness at all. Do you see how it works? Don't be ragging on a brother or sister. You see? Think. Think now before you do those things. It's not pleasing to Yahshua. And you know he takes it serious. You saw that in the book. All right. We're in Matthew 10. When you approach a house, when you approach another individual, read.
When you come into a house, salute it.
When you come to the house, salute it. Don't be snapping and snarling like a pit bull. German Shepherd, Doberman. Hi, how you doing? Got a smile on your heart? Got a smile on your face today? See? Can we talk? Can we communicate? How you feel? Anything. Just a little. Read.
And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it.
If you get some kind of even halfway positive attitude in return, then let your peace come upon it. Well, I've been thinking about something and I don't know. I heard something and I know I would prefer to get a witness. If you could just explain this to me for a minute, I'd really be happy. Give me a little peace. Is that so hard to say? Let your peace come upon it. Now watch, read.
But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you.
Well, the attitude I'm getting in response, right?
Mm-hmm.
From a brother or a sister or a wife or husband, especially one with the Holy Spirit, is a dose of negativity. Well, my peace is not going to abide. I'm trying. But all I'm getting is negativity.